about Noach. That Noach was a tzaddik, he was righteous, he was tamim bedoyroisov, perfect in his generations. What's the word generations? What's bedoyroisov? It sounds like a few doyrois, right? Not only his generation, in his generations, a few generations. So the Noach Melech and our parsha writes this words. He says bedoyroisov. It sounds like lichoyre bedoyroi hayaroi lichtoy. It was supposed to say bedoyroi in his generation. Now it's the truth is Noach didn't live just in one generation. He lived for 950 years and a few generations. He was 600 years old when the Mabul came. He was also in the generation of the Mabul, of the flood, and he was also in the generation of Palagan, the Rapalaga. He was in a few generations. But why? Yeah, that's the pshat. I mean, that's the pshat. But you see that Chazal tried to explain that when it says Bedoy Roisov, it means in a few generations. And you see that Rashi, Afal Pichein Iker Ba'ol Ashmeinen, like Rashi says, Yesh Doirshin Lishvach, the was the, from the Chachamim that explained that the Torah tells us that it was Bedoy Roisov Lishvach to praise Noach and to tell us he was a righteous man in his generation. So if he would live, It would be in a generation of a lot of tzaddikim, righteous people, he for sure would be even much greater and much more tzaddik to praise Noach. And the Wesi Yeshmei Rabbi saying, Dorshim Legnai, that, oh, if he was in that generation between all the evil people, the Rishayim, that's why he was a tzaddik. But if he would be in a generation of tzaddikim, Eloi Hoyo Nechshav Liklum, he wouldn't be anything. It would not be anything. So that's what Rashi explains the word of Bedoy Roisov. But even after the explanation of Rashi, what he brings down from the Medrash, if it would say Bedoy Roy in his generation instead of Bedoy Roisov, it would also be the explanation Leshvach and maybe Legnai. It could all go both sides. That asks the Rebbe Reb Melech. You could also say this drash that Rashi brings down. So why it says Bedoy Roisov in his generations, Beloshin Rabim a few generations. So the Noach Melech comes to explain and he says, Nireli, the Bonash Meinin, the pasuk came to teach us. Besides that Noach was a tzaddik, and like what Rashi explains, and the generation of Rishayim from tzaddikim, how it was, it, something more the Torah has come to teach us. Dehine, bechal dor vador yesh shoyresh letaken mitzvah meyuchedes yoyso mishal mitzvah. He says you should know that every generation, you have something to, that you need to be metaken a mitzvah, but not just all mitzvahs. We have 613 that we need to be always metakein and do all the mitzvahs. Mitzvah is asay, what we're supposed to do, and mitzvah is lois asay, what's forbidden, that we're not allowed to do. And we all need to do everything. But with one mitzvah, and every generation a different mitzvah, that's the roots of the mitzvah, that's the shayrash of the mitzvah, that's the connection from our generation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a special mitzvah, every generation with a special mitzvah, that when you do that mitzvah, like it's supposed to be, not only acting and doing the mitzvah, chitzonius and the outside part of acting and doing the mitzvah, only to be connected to the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah with the roots of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah has roots, because every mitzvah is a neir mitzvah, you have the what's over here in the olam hazeh, if it's a cup, a table, esrog, a lulev, a candle, but it's something of in the world, and you have the light of the mitzvah, the oir of the mitzvah, and the Torah oir. Through the words of the Torah come the connection from the oir eleki, from the infinite light, yeah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes down to this candle, to this cup, to this table, to this house, and gives it the kedusha that it becomes a holy place. And that connection to the roots of the mitzvah, the shayrash of the mitzvah, and the elyonim and the upper worlds, from there comes down this light through the letters of the Torah, through the oisias of Torah, and being misgalets revealed over in the world. And this mitzvah, when you connect every generation with some specific mitzvah, that when you connect to the roots of the mitzvah, That's the mitzvah from this generation. And it's letaking to fix mitzvah meyuchedes, a special mitzvah, more than all other mitzvahs. And the Naam Elimelech brings, for example, lemashal, badoir hazeh, in his generation, yesh shoiresh, the roots of the mitzvah, that the roots of the generation that's connected to which mitzvah, letaking, to fix and to hold on, very strong, very deep, mitzvah tzitzis, yoisel misha'al mitzvahs. The kadoyme. And there is all mitzvahs, but with the mitzvah of tzitzis, that everyone, it's men and women wearing the tzitzis, and women and learning about tzitzis, like the Chassam Sofer explains, and to be connected, to prepare the tzitzis, like the minigas, that the Kale brings the chasan, right? She brings the talis, the tzitzis, to be connected to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the shayresh, the roots of the mitzvah of tzitzis, doing it like it's supposed to be, that's the takana, that's fixing over this generation. And the kadoime, he says, bechol doyr, every generation, yesh shayresh, there was special shayresh roots lehachzik b'mitzvah meyuchedes yoyso misha'al mitzvahs. It sounds from the words of the Naam Elimelech that every generation that changes the mitzvahs, but we know from tzaddikim that from the Naam Elimelech said that the mitzvah of tzitzis is the roots of generations. We are one generation going on. Yes, and the life of Noach was much more, three or four times more from the life of the Rebbe Reb Melech till today. So it could change in the life of Noach a few times, generations, and it's still going to be by us from the Noach Reb Melech till today, one generation. But we have something special with the mitzvah of tzitzis, to connect the tzitzis and to hold on to this mitzvah and to go on with it. Now, maybe a small point, a small explanation, what means to hold on to some mitzvah. We do all mitzvahs. But there is something special that in that you could go into the mitzvah, to look for chumres, to learn about the mitzvah, to be connected to the mitzvah. The Chaznish said once that a yeshiva bachur, a boy that's learning in yeshiva, he needs to know he has two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is limud Torah, to sit and learn, and the second mitzvah is not to speak Lashon Hara. He has one mitzvah asay and one mitzvah lois asay. What means a yeshiva bacher doesn't need to be Shomer Shabbos? He needs to be Shomer Shabbos, but he doesn't need to look for chumres about Shabbos to go into the noisim of Shabbos. He's learning it in yeshiva, very good. His mitzvah of a yeshiva bacher and the years is in yeshiva. Now, it's later in Koyle, later in life, it could go on. But the years in yeshiva, what you need to focus and to be connected, and over there, in these two mitzvahs, over there, very good. Look for chumras. Look for to be more and better and more, and to connect and to learn about it, and to go on about it. Tefillah is important. A lot of mitzvahs are important. It's very important. But that, you know, calm down, do it like it's supposed to be, and go on. The mitzvah of Torah, over there, learn the whole day about Torah, and what's Torah, and how to learn Torah, and be connected to Torah, and in Musar about what to learn Torah, and how to learn Torah. And my younger brother was by our uncle, Rabbi Yankov Meir Shachter, before his bar mitzvah, so Rabbi Yankov Meir told him, a bacher, yeshiva bacher has two mitzvahs, a bit different from the Chazanish. The Chazanish was more Litvish, Yeshivish, and the Rabbi Yankov Meir Shechter is Breslev. And so Rabbi Yankov Meir Shechter told him, the Bocher has two mitzvahs, Hasmada and Kedusha. That's the two mitzvahs that the Bocher has. And yeah, you could see by Yechsidim it's a bit different, because this is Hasmada and Kedusha, where the Chazanish said, learning Torah and not speaking Lashon Hara. Now, when the Rebbe Reb Melech tells us that we have a mitzvah of tzitzis, it means we have all mitzvahs, but about tzitzis, be very much, very connected. Go into it, learn about it. Be the roots of mitzvah tzitzis, that's the roots of our generation, and that's the way to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting, but that's what the Rebbe Reb Melech teaches us. Now, the Rebbe Reb Melech comes to tell us, with this yesod, this foundation that he gave us over here, he's coming to explain what's the story of Noach. He says, Uvah kosuv le'ashmo'inen, the Torah came to teach us, she'ahaya Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, he was righteous, he was tamim, he was perfect, be'doi roisov, and his generations, ratzoloimar, he comes to say, bechol doir she'oyochai, every generation he was living, ayo machzik, umetakin, he was holding on and fixing Oysa, Shoyresh HaMitzvah, Meyuchad, Yoyser L'Oyser Yadir. The mitzvah from that generation, means the beginning of his life, there was one mitzvah, he was connected very much to that mitzvah. And then he felt and he saw that it's changing in the world, and the world is changing, the situation is changing. So also the mitzvah, that the roots of this generation, as a new generation, so it's a new mitzvah. And then he held on to the new mitzvah. And he was tamim, he was perfect, holding on, and all mitzvahs that was in all generations in the lives of Noach, the life, the long life of Noach, that changed and changed, he was always holding on like it was supposed to be. I remember I saw one of the Sfarim explained that that's also tzaddik and tamim. Tamim is an ashkafois and deois, not following Avodah Zarah, and being an emunah and believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu like it's supposed to be. That's tamim. Tzaddik is someone that doesn't follow the Yetzer Hara of Tavois, Znus, Averes, not pure, and Averes of going after the eyes and the heart and not the things that it's not supposed to be. And that's why he's called Tzaddik, and the way that he was acting in the Ramabul. They had problems of Gezel and Znus, and he didn't follow the Gezel and Znus. That's why he's called a Tzaddik. And later in his life, when he was much older, and then came the trail of Doi HaPalaga, for him it was a trail, for him it was an Isayon, and then he was Tamim. So he was Tzaddik in one generation and Tamim in a different generation. It's not the Pshat that the Ne'eman HaMelech is telling us over here, because the Ne'eman HaMelech goes that the Tamim Bedoi Roizov, and all generations and every generation that he was alive, he knew what's the right thing to do, and he was perfect. And he held on to the Shoyresh, to the roots of the generation, and the Shoyresh, the roots of this mitzvah. The Rebbe Remelach explains with this Mahalach, what it told us, that the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yehalelu Hashem Dorshav, the ones are searching and looking and seeking after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will praise Him. Yechi Levavchem, your heart will live Lo'ad forever. So he said, what's this Pshat, Yehalelu Hashem Dorshav, Yechi Levavchem Lo'ad? He says, Dehine, Kshat Tzadik Oysa Mitzvah. If a tzaddik does a mitzvah like it's supposed to be, and this kind of mitzvah that is connected to the roots of the mitzvah from this generation, umekayem oisa b'shalsha, like it's supposed to be, it brings happiness. Mevioi oisa a mitzvah from the generation, that you do it like it's supposed to be, mevio a mitzvah hazois, liyedei chimum, it warms them up, vehislavus, and it becomes mislahev, a boyer birds burning in him, liyedei a mitzvah hazois, he feels. He needs loymar lezamer to sing shirois as ishbochis Hashem Yisbarach. He feels he wants to say hallel. He wants to sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes when you're connected to the mitzvah of this generation. It means our shirish neshame as the world, as the old generation. Our shirish, the roots of our neshame. When we connected, we connect our roots to the place where they came from. And by this mitzvah, that's our roots. That's our shirish. It comes happiness. We feel a need to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vezehu, that's what the pasuk says. Yehalelu will praise Hashem b'shiroi, singing v'sishmachos. Doir shav, what's doir shav? How they seeking? How they looking after Hashem? Rotzoloyim ha doir shim ha mitzvah, and the ones that looking to do the right mitzvah from this our generation. La'asoisa b'shleimus v'shorcha, to do it b'shleimus. B'sholsho with the shayresh hamitzvah, then they feel yechi levavchem lo'ad. What means yechi levavchem lo'ad? Rotzo loymar, akosuv noisen tam, lomo lohem noel shaviach. Why it's so nice for them to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why they feel a need to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're so happy to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise Him. Machmas shelevavam chai, because the heart of this Tzaddikim that was looking for the roots of the generation to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shoyresh of everything. Chai, the heart is alive. Lo'ad, forever. Da'ayinu, what means Lo'ad? Shein Dershim, Kol Mitzvah Meyuchedes, Lekol Dor, every generation, it's changing, and search after the mitzvah of this generation, connect to the mitzvah, the Shoyresh HaMitzvah, the roots of the mitzvah, the roots of the generation, Lo'ad Le'olam, Lekal Le'hovin. And that's what the way the Ne'eman HaMelech explains why Noach was Tamim, was perfect, Bedoi Roizov, and all his generations. Every generation and generation, every time and time, he connected to the roots of this time, and the Ne'eman HaMelech says, in his time, and Tzaddikim told us it's also after him, the mitzvah of tzitzis, to connect to the mitzvah, and to the Shoyresh HaMitzvah, and the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, and what he teached us about the mitzvah, and when we'll do it, and connect like you killed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the need and the feeling that I want so much with such a happiness and will to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a live heart. Yechi levavchem lo'ad. Yehalelu Hashem Dorshon. Hashem Yisbarach would help us. We should be Zaycheh.